Good morning. How are you? Don't you just love the gospel today? It's so easy. This is the easiest of any gospel to live. I know. And the reality is, it's a kick in the stomach, huh? This is not an option for us. We even have to sit there. What we do is we dismiss gospels like this. I can't love my enemies. I can't pray for those who mistreat me. I'm not going to be merciful. I'm not going to judge. We must judge. I was in San Antonio, and there was over 850 men in this men's conference, and they asked for my passion talk. Oh, and it's too hard to come in and give a passion talk when they haven't met me before, but I had been there years ago. And again, I sat there and I says, you know, with all the stuff going on, as always, I just started off with the same thing. And most of you want justice, right? And they go, yeah, Father! I said, good, let's start with you. No, Father! You know, it's like, because again, we don't want to be the ones who love our enemies and do good to those who persecute us. But if we happen to be on the other side of that, we want it, don't we? It's amazing. And we somehow got to get out of our skin for a moment and look at other people and get into their skin. And I think that's part of what it is to love our enemies or love those who hurt us or love those who mistreat us. That in our prayer, we first of all pray for them. But then we got to get into their skin for a moment. Ask God to allow us to get into them, to see their pain, to see how they were maybe hurt when they were younger, to see why they do what they do. Doesn't okay it, but sometimes it helps us to see our enemies as people with feelings, with hurts, with pains. Most of us, when we get angry and are hurtful, it's because we're hating ourselves. And sometimes when it talks about loving our enemies, it got to be coming to loving ourselves too, who sometimes we all hate for whatever reason. But to take Jesus seriously and to get out of our skin, you know, one of the books I've talked about before, and again, I'd encourage you to read if you haven't read it, is Bob Goff's Everybody Always. And I have two Bible studies for that with nice little videos and that. So if you haven't signed up and you haven't started a Bible study yet, this is a great, 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 great Bible study. Encourage somebody to do it, and I'll give you this stuff. There's a little video and discussion guide. But anyway, in the book, he's a lawyer, of course. He's in San Diego. I've told you he's given his cell phone at the end of the book to anyone who wants to call him, which I think he's nuts. But he says that's what Jesus would do. I don't want to go there. But the reality is, he talks about, he found out the people in Africa, or whatever part of Africa, Ghana, that witch doctors there were castrating little boys because that's what they, and left them to die, because that was strong medicine for witch doctors. And they were killing a lot of kids for the medicine to give to other people. And so when he found out about this, he got indignant, and he flew over to Africa, and he used his skills as a lawyer to prosecute the witch doctors. And as he's prosecuting the witch doctors, nobody had ever done that before. Everybody was afraid of the witch doctors. They were petrified. But he found this little boy who was like 11 years old who was castrated by one of the witch doctors and left to die. But he didn't die. And he brought this kid over to America. He got him surgery, he loved him, he took care of him, and the kid wanted to go back, and he sent him back to Africa. But then he says, I got to bring justice to these children. I got to prosecute these witch doctors. So he found some judges who were not afraid to do that. He got the witch doctor who had castrated this boy, and he prosecuted him and had him put into jail. First time ever in this country that someone had prosecuted a witch doctor and had him put in jail for life for the killings of all the different things. Came home very happy with himself that he had done good in another country to save young kids. But then the Lord kept working on his heart. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. What? You want me to love the witch doctor? He got back in a plane and flew over to Africa to go to the prison to meet the witch doctor. who he had put in prison forever. And what did he do to him? He shared with him the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the witch doctor, a witch doctor, became a Christian. And then this Christian, while he was in prison, started preaching the gospel to other witch doctors who were prosecuted and other people who were in the thing. And this man, who was a murderer, who had done all this to kids, had all these things, became an evangelist. And then all these people that came to know Jesus Christ in prison. When you get the book, Everybody Always, you will see on the cover of the book, Everybody Always by Bob Goff, a bunch of different colored palm prints all throughout the cover of the book. All the palm prints are from the witch doctors who have come to know Jesus Christ. From one man deciding that God commanded me to love my enemies. I must love my enemies. And when we love our enemies, we can bring them to salvation. And we can bring ourselves to salvation too. You see, when I even talk about this, right? Some of you instantly are going, that's just terrible, Father. I want you to sit with that feeling. Is that feeling from God? Or is that feeling from you? Is this what God calling us to do? Is the gospel that we proclaim today and we all say we follow Jesus, is this what Jesus wants of us? Was he kidding when he said love our enemies? Was he kidding when he said pray for those who persecute you? Was he not meaning that? Or is he calling us to be different than everybody else in the world? I think he's calling us to be different than everybody else in the world. It's not an easy thing. It isn't okaying. He did not get that man out of prison, did he? He didn't say what that man did was good. He didn't try, okay, I forgive you. What? Keep doing it to the kids. Uh-uh. Prosecuted him, made sure he went to jail. He died in jail, a Christian, the man. He made sure he was punished, but he loved his enemies. What is the Lord asking us to do? The same thing. We don't have to go to Africa. There's sometimes people in our own families we got to deal with that. There's sometimes the neighbor next door to us who we hate. There's sometimes people we work with who we can't stand. Can we begin by praying for them by name every day? Could we begin by when we fast, that we fast for them? Could we begin by wanting their good instead of praying for bad to happen to them? The call of the gospel is the call of love. And love isn't simple. It sure isn't for me. To live this is not simple. It sure isn't for me. But the call is the call. The command is the command. When God asks us, he asks us. Because this makes us like him. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Oh, we'll see. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.